from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, the biggest stories. Overloading the line. A bull rush of info. It's Gabe's Blitz on the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
And always remember that the Blitz on the Gabe Kuhn Show is brought to you by Sissy's Log Cabin. Connor?
The Joey Chestnut drama continues. He is not slated to participate in the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest on the 4th of July because of his new endorsement deal with Impossible Foods. He has responded on social media, and it's pretty great. Let's talk through it.
It's hilarious. This whole thing is hilarious.
I thought this was America.
I'm not going to take this seriously. I'm talking about it. It is not that serious, but I think most people can find a lot of entertainment in this. Joey Chestnut, of course, went to social media because that's what we do these days, and he had a nice little thread. He said, I was gutted to learn from the media. He learned from the media that after 19 years, I'm banned from the Nathan's July 4th hot dog eating contest. I love competing in that event, love celebrating America with my fans all over this great country on the 4th, and I have been training to defend my title. To set the record straight, I do not have a contract with Major League Eating or Nathan's, and they are looking to change the rules from the past as it relates to other partners I can work with. This is apparently the basis on which I'm being banned, and it doesn't impact the July 4th event. Sadly, this is the decision Nathan's and Major League Eating are making, and it will deprive the great fans of the holiday's usual joy and entertainment. To my fans, I love you and appreciate you. Rest assured that you'll see me eat again soon. Stay hungry, he said, stay hungry at the very end. So this is kind of interesting. He never had a contract with Major League Eating or Nathan's, but he gets a contract, an endorsement deal, to pay himself. I think it was 3 years, $1.2 million that he got from Impossible Foods, and they're banning him because he took an endorsement deal. That seems very short-sighted and ridiculous. And also, again, what we talked about yesterday, complete self-sabotage. 16-time winner. I mean, I have the stats here. He has eaten 1,214 hot dogs. 364,200 calories are the estimated to be consumed here. Again, 16 freaking times. I don't know what they're thinking. I don't really get their line of thinking. Just because he gets an endorsement deal should not completely nullify him for participating in an event where he is the absolute peak star. He is the Hall of Famer, I'm putting air quotes, if you will. You should not keep him from participating in this just because he's trying to make some money.
I can't even name you another hot dog eating contest star that they would possibly
Kobayashi.
Have.
Kobayashi.
But participating still. Like, that's still competing right now against who would be competing against Joey Chestnut. I thought it was a great thread. He needed an eagle screech right at the end there. It was
Stay
fantastic.
Hungry.
I basically liked that he was like, I thought this was America. How dare they? This is they're taking away from the American celebration of that weekend by me not taken down 60 hot dogs, and I totally agree with him. That's one of the most American things we have in this country to this day. So we need Joey Chestnut. Let him eat. I cannot believe this is happening. And it's very funny because we didn't really get to talk about it yesterday, but the MLE spokesperson, which is still amazing that that's a real job.
Great PR for them.
They called him an American hero, and it's like, oh, so this is how you treat your heroes?
I don't get it. I don't get it. And then Impossible Foods, can we give them a lot of credit?
Yes.
They put out a they use their spokesperson to put out a statement, and here's the statement: we love Joey and support him in any contest he chooses. It's okay to experiment with a new dog. Meat eaters shouldn't have to be exclusive to just one wiener. That's what Impossible Foods put out. They're clearly taking it as a joke too. They're just like,
because
this is
it's
ridiculous.
The dumbest thing I've ever heard. It's so silly.
What really strikes me though, Connor, What really strikes me though, he didn't have what everybody thought he had in some contract with Major League Eating or with Nathan's. He didn't have that previously. So how can you? They tried to say it's like, you know, Michael Jordan.
Exactly.
They made the Michael Jordan thing where they said it's like he's been with Nike all these years and he wants to represent Adidas too. Well, you never gave him a contract,
right?
So how does that make any sense at all?
It would basically be like if Michael Jordan was just wearing Nike gear but didn't have a contract with him, and then Adidas was like, hey, do you want some money to actually wear some gear? And he was like, you know what? I haven't thought about that. Yes. So that is actually what's going on here. They didn't have any deal with him or Chestnut whatsoever, so I do not understand why they are so upset about it. This is the dumbest story ever.
Here's the other thing. They're going to battle this out. He's not slated to do
the hot dog
eating contest, right? I hope it doesn't go to please, God, don't put it into court. But I think that they still are going to try to find ways to get him involved. And hopefully he can keep his Impossible Foods endorsement regardless. But just let him eat.
Let him eat.
Damn hot dog.
Free Chestnut.
Good Lord, man. He's putting his life on the line every time he steps up there, clogging his arteries and everything else. I mean, this is a real contact sport. This is some real stuff that could affect his life going forward if he eats another, what's his record, like 60-some-odd hot dogs? That is not good for you. He's putting himself in the line of fire. He's trying to be an entertainer. Let him be a damn entertainer.
Gabe, we have a Paul Pierce top five players of all time, and shocker, he left off LeBron. Here's his top five. He has Michael Jordan number one, Kareem number two, Bill Russell number three, Magic number four, and Kobe number five.
You know, weirdly enough, four of the five I'd put in my top five.
Not too bad.
Not the worst. Leaving off LeBron, though, is egregious, but we know that Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett and all those old Celtics players on that 08 team and the big three for them, they don't like LeBron.
Well, Garnett talks about LeBron like he's the boogeyman. Yeah, he gives LeBron the respect that he deserves.
Paul Pierce, weirdly enough, I don't know why he seems to think he's LeBron's peer in this whole thing. And I don't really get that. Maybe he was your peer back then, but LeBron has gone, we're in year 21 going on 22, and he is the best, 39, 40-year-old basketball player we've ever seen, and it's not even particularly close. The guy's still averaging 26, 7, and 7 going on year 21 at age 39. But weirdly enough, the top five players, the only one I would leave off here, and this is, for my old heads out there, don't get mad at me for saying this. I know he won 11 championships. I'd leave Bill Russell off, but mine would be Michael Jordan number one, LeBron number two, Kareem number three, Magic Johnson number four, and then number five is kind of up for debate for me. I think you could throw in Kobe Bryant, you could throw in Wilt Chamberlain. I know that you're a fan of Shaq just because of the dominance
not
he showed
five,
throughout
but in
his
my,
career.
In the top 10 for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think I would go MJ, LeBron, Kareem, Magic Johnson, Kobe as my top five. So four of his top five, break my top five. But the leaving out of LeBron is just foolish, and that's just sort of that's Paul Pierce's alley.
Well, there's a really funny interview out there that when Kevin Garnett was promoting Uncut Gems with Adam Sandler, he was on Bill Simmons' podcast, and they talked about LeBron. And it's a funny clip because he said, in game five, we believe that we broke LeBron and that we could beat him. And first off, talking about one player that you're having to compete against is pretty funny. They're just completely just leaving out the Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh and those other guys were playing. They were like, nope, it was LeBron that we were focused on. He was the only person that could have possibly beaten us. And then he says, and then in game six, the devil showed up because that was one of the best games anybody's ever played. LeBron definitely has to be a top five. Personally, everybody knows my feelings about LeBron. He's my number one. Jordan's my number two. I would put Kareem number three. And to be quite honest, I think that anybody that has a top three, it has to be a combination of those three guys.
Yes.
The order doesn't necessarily matter, but in my opinion, it has to be a combination of those three guys. And then number four, I would probably put Magic at number four. And then I think at number five, I'd put Bill Russell.
Yeah, Kobe's an interesting one for a lot of people. And obviously, you know, posthumously, people were trying to really lift him up. And I think he should be lifted up. He's got five championships. He's an MVP guy. I mean, finals MVP. He's done he did everything in his career. And he was phenomenal for that Lakers franchise. But he's an interesting one. I think it sort of fluctuates somewhere between the top five and top 10. Somewhere between 5 and 10 is where you can rank him.
I think that you could even say maybe like 5 to 15. Because I just think that some people value different eras differently. And, you know, it's just interesting because 5 on, you do have to talk about guys like Hakeem, Tim Duncan,
yeah.
Bird. Kobe.
God, Tim
Duncan. So many.
Tim Duncan.
You have no idea how good Tim Duncan is.
Can we be honest about Tim Duncan? I feel like there's a lot of people of sort of our age, you know, in our age and maybe a little bit younger that have no idea how good Tim Duncan was. And it was a boring style, but damn, man. Defense, offense, bank shot. He had a zillion post moves that he could put on you. And obviously, it's a little bit of a different era, different style of basketball. He was playing a lot of back-to-the-basket stuff, a little bit of face-up stuff and ISO. But damn, he was so good. And people don't actually – people of our age and younger have no earthly idea how good Tim Duncan was.
Well, specifically, being somebody from Memphis, I had to watch him terrorize the Grizzlies for his entire career.
He's one of the only guys in NBA history who was an all-star in his rookie year, too. He was, like, immediately – productive. He was immediately one of the best players in the NBA upon stepping onto the floor. And I think people need to understand that, too.
Low-key, one of the best trash talkers of all time, too. Like, go...
But it's a different style of trash talk.
It's the style of trash talking that would drive me absolutely insane. Because it's just little comments here and there. He'd just be like, nope, gotcha.
Gotcha.
Fine.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yes.
Nope. Nice try. Like, it's
yes.
just... It's polite trash talking.
Yes.
And it's just... That gets in your head. But then when you're talking about, you know, a top 10, you also have to bring up Wilt Chamberlain. Like I said, Bird, Shaq. There's just so many guys. Steph Curry has a claim for top 10. I'm not sure that I could necessarily put Kobe in front of Steph. I think that that's an interesting conversation
really?
To have. I mean, dude, I think that Steph, he changed the game of basketball with the style of
yes.
play. He has been one of the most dominant players in this era.
But my thing with Steph is, okay, when we talk about greatest all time, I don't know if I throw him in that top five category. When we talk about most impactful, I think he's probably top three in
yeah.
the history of the game.
I don't think he's a top five player. I just think he has an argument for top 10.
Yes, but I think when we talk about most impactful, he's top three.
Yeah,
easily.
Is AI number one? He was so influential. I mean, it's
yeah.
probably Jordan.
Jordan's probably number one. But then, like, the Magic and Bird.
Well, that's a different conversation. So, like,
that was real,
that's
too.
Why it's so interesting when you have conversations like this about the NBA. Because I think that a top five, top 10 player of all time list is different than somebody's, like, Mount Rushmore, for example.
Yes, for sure.
My Rushmore, because I think that that's, like, the importance to the NBA.
Yes.
I have LeBron, Jordan, Magic, and Bird.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Bird on the Rushmore, because you have no Jordan, you have no LeBron without Magic and Bird. They saved the NBA.
Yes,
the NBA was
100%.
On a tape delay. People were doing coke in the locker rooms. They were smoking cigarettes at halftime. It was crazy back then, and they were able to finally bring eyeballs to the game, and you know they helped save the NBA. So that's why I would have Bird and Magic absolutely on a Mount Rushmore.
And Curry could be, like, if there was a fifth head on Mount Rushmore, hey, he could probably also be there, yeah, because of the changes, right, he made from the three-point line. And honestly, how we view prospects now is completely dependent in a lot of ways on how they can stretch the floor and how they can maneuver in this day and age. And Steph Curry changed that.
Right. And then it's interesting,
and
too,
some would argue he didn't change it for the better, but it's era to era. Just screw that.
Well, and that's another thing. Then we could, you know, pivot a bit to, like, the GOAT argument here. How do you want to have the GOAT conversation? Well, in my personal opinion, the eras are so different that you can't necessarily compare them. I think it's unfair. I've always said I think that there's four GOATs because I think that there's four different eras of NBA basketball. I would have Bill Russell, Kareem, Jordan, LeBron. That would be my GOATs, because I don't like comparing the. The only way I like to compare them is talking about how great they are. I hate that you have to build up one guy and tear down another when you're having these conversations.
No, what makes me mad is when, like, younger guys will say, well, if you drag Bill Russell into today's game, well, we're not doing that. That's not what
we're doing.
Spoiler
alert, he'd be awesome.
He'd be fine.
Yeah,
but
I
also
think Bill Russell would be okay.
But also, like, we're not doing that. It was a completely different game.
Right.
And here's the
and
other thing.
And he dominated it.
No matter. Whatever era you came up in, you're getting taught lessons about that era. You're not learning old school lessons. You just have to take that into account. If Bill Russell came up in today's game, he'd learn how to, you know, he was that great where he'd learn how to work around his limitations in today's game. I hate going era to era because it's very frustrating,
right,
the conversation.
And also, the rules were different. The rules were completely different for Jordan than they are for LeBron. I mean, Wilt wasn't allowed to dunk the basketball. They changed the rules for Kareem because Kareem was so damn good.
There wasn't a three-point line for a long time.
You know, it's unfortunately Jerry West, we talked about him earlier, passed today, and it's like when he was playing, there wasn't even a three-point line present necessarily. So that's why it's like, you know, I think the three-point line showed up during his career. And, you know, that had to be crazy to be a player. But all of a sudden, it's like,
transition.
Hey, you know how all of this has been twos the entire time? Now you can get an extra point if you can hit this shot. It's just the game has changed so much from the beginning of the NBA to now that if you're wanting to talk about top five players of all time, you have to add the context of the era that they're playing in. And I don't necessarily mean add the context to tear somebody down. I think it's just, you know, this guy dominated in his era, so his place in history should be where it is. Because, you know, Bill Russell was so important to the NBA, not just because of his play, but because of the trailblazing that he did. You know, he was one of the first black men in the NBA to have that success, the player-coach thing. He went through so much, the trailblazing that he did, that all of this wouldn't necessarily be possible without Bill Russell. And that's why I'm like, I think he kind of has to be in the top five.
And a guy like Wilt Chamberlain back in the day was averaging 50 and 20.
Yes.
As averages throughout the entire season. And people are like, well, what about, he was playing against plumbers. I don't care. He was playing against the competition that
was
across from.
Have y'all seen how big
Wilt
Chamberlain was?
Just so we're clear, still the best league or leagues, because you had the ABA and everything else, still the best leagues in the entire world. I don't care who he was playing against. I don't care really what the money his competition was getting at that moment. He was averaging 50 and 20. That means something. It really does.
God, that's insane. I can't believe that's real. Like, when you actually think about that, you're like, oh, my God.
Yes, and they're like, well, he was just taller than everybody.
He's a freak athlete.
We have a bunch of seven-footers in the game today. Well, stop trying to cross eras. He played in his era. He dominated his era. Let that be. Let that stand for what it is, which means a lot to me.
Yeah, but honestly, I was kind of shocked by his top five. I was like, not that bad. I thought it was going to be worse.
Again, it just becomes horrible when you leave out LeBron.
Yeah.
It just becomes like this list. This list stinks because you leave out LeBron.
When you know it's Paul Pierce's list, you kind of have like an asterisk of like LeBron is not going to be on this because he just does not like LeBron whatsoever because of what he did. And like you said, he for some reason thinks that he's a peer with LeBron when that's just not the case.
Paul Pierce has done a lot to try to like protect his legacy as a player. And it's like, Paul, you were a great player.
He was great. That's what's so odd about it.
Yeah. You were a top 75 player of all time. Let that stand. You don't have to be better than LeBron.
Was he in the 75?
I believe so.
Is Derek White an all-star?
But, like, you don't have to be better than LeBron for us to give you your respect.
Correct.
You can hold your own place in history as a champion and how damn good you were naturally.
He was one of the best players of his era.
Yes.
Period. He really was. All right, final quick story. Reports out of Louisville point to a potential renewal of the Louisville-Memphis basketball series. Please give this to us. We need it.
It's awesome. Metro Conference throwback.
Let's do it.
Coaches going back and forth from Memphis to Louisville. Like, we have that history. I want this to be played. And I hope Pat Kelsey and Penny and both athletic departments can get it done. That's as simple as I can put it. Weirdly enough, though, because of the absence of this game for so long, I think there still is a couple of games I'd want over this, and that's Tennessee and Arkansas. Tennessee and Arkansas are the two games that I would want to be renewed ahead of Louisville. But if you can get Louisville, that's probably number three on my list.
Is Arkansas higher just because Cal's there now?
Yes.
Okay, fair enough. And
there's history there. There's history there.
I would put Louisville over Tennessee. Just growing up watching.
So you would put them number one in this conversation.
Was such a big deal growing up in Memphis. Like every single time Memphis and Louisville played, it felt like everybody in the city was watching it. It was so much fun. You know, I'll never forget like the Washington free throws. Like it's just so many memories are tied to that game that I just truly miss watching those teams play. So I think that I would actually put that number two. I know Arkansas's number one, but it's simply because of Calipari. That needs to happen. He needs to come back to Memphis.
I still think Tennessee's number one just because of the 1 and 2.
Can I tell you why Tennessee's number three?
Why?
It's the most annoying one. It's so annoying.
Because it's so annoying. Just thinking about why it's not played is the annoying part.
No. Like, dealing with the everybody hating on each other and the constant comments and just all the talk.
Isn't that what makes it great, though, too, at the same time?
It gets silly,
though. That's a double-edged sword.
But it gets insane. Like, the close fist thing and all that crap. It just, that part was so annoying to me when it was happening. And, to be quite honest.
I agree with that.
And the last game, Memphis won in Knoxville, so.
No, I agree with your sentiment about, like, it's stupid why they're not playing. But, like, man. The historical significance, the regional significance of that game.
I still want it to happen. It's just I would rank it third because I just find the conversation around that game more annoying than the other two.
I hear you. But we'll see what happens. Hopefully they can get this Louisville thing done.
They should.
There's a lot of series that I think need to be played that we
easy dub for Memphis?
We ignore for no reason. I don't know. Louisville's put together a decent class in the transfer portal. Pat Kelsey's doing okay.
He's doing all right.
Yeah. I think both of those, like Kentucky and Louisville, as much as we were worried about them, I think they'll be fine. I think they're tournament teams going into next year. I think they definitely have that potential.
Maybe.
We'll see.
Maybe. But isn't it nuts that we're going from, like, Kentucky's probably a Sweet 16 team every year to, like, maybe they'll make the tournament?
Yeah.
Woo! Grass is not always greener on the other side of John Calipari.
No doubt. We learned that.
Oh, we learned it the hard way.
Yes. Now let's go ahead and grab a break. And when we come back, we will... We'll get into the rewind right here on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.